How to do the repentance? One way is using a standard verse. Standard verses. Or two is using personal verse. So standard verses is what we usually use as a group. Yeah, 往昔所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴, and so on. I'll explain to you later. Okay, that's the standard verse. Yeah. I feel that the standard verses is useful because it covers all bases. Yeah. 往昔所造诸恶业. So you start off reflecting and you say, for all the various kind of evil and wholesome deeds that you have done in the past, 皆由无始贪嗔痴, they are all arising from beginningless greed, hatred and delusion. 从身语意之所生, arising from body, speech and mind. 今对佛前求忏悔. I hereby repent to the Buddha, yeah, in front of the Buddha. So, this is a standard verse. Personal verse is you using your own words. Yeah. So recently, I shared this with a student. To begin, before you even do repentance, you must ask yourself, do you see anything good about the destination, about the goal? Yeah. In this case, it is about learning Dharma. Do you see anything advantageous about it? Yeah. Is there merit in it? In other words, is there value in it? You know, this sometimes feels a bit strange. If you think about it, not all small kids can see the value of studying, isn't it? Yeah, like you see, she is so happy. Yeah, this part she agreed. Yes, I don't see the value. Really, don't see the value. Yeah, but cannot be helped. Small kids, isn't it? Yeah, so. But now we have a very interesting situation. We recognize that sometimes we have obstacles. We also recognize that maybe it's due to our actions, our mindset. And we also want to do repentance. But if we don't see value in the destination, in the goal, yeah, if we don't see value and merit in the path or the goal, these two, then our repentance is flawed. You know what I mean? If you don't see value in, let's say, meditation, then on one hand, deep down inside, you don't see value. But because everybody do practice, you also feel like you should do practice, but you cannot bring yourself to do the practice. So you think, maybe I go and do repentance. It can also have some effect. But a more direct effect is to recognize that we don't see the value. Is to see that we don't see the value. Because if you don't recognize this, your repentance, what are you going to repent about? Yeah? What is there to repent? Nothing to repent about. Yeah? You may even repent halfway, feel like, you know what? I tell people not to go, it makes sense, what? There's no value in it. You know what I mean? For us to say something to stop people from going for this program or that program, yeah, or we ourselves in the past resisting, not wanting to attend, it must stem from not seeing merit or value in it. Yeah. So the first and foremost thing in doing repentance is to recognize that mindset is wrong. to see that there is value in the path and in the destination, the goal, in whatever practices there is. Yeah. Maybe we are someone who like to observe precepts. Yeah. Anytime there's precepts, you go and attend. But when you go for a retreat, then you feel so twisted. You feel so, you have a struggle. Because on one hand, well, when they say observe eight precepts, wow, you are so delightful. Then after that, ask you to do chanting, you do one. Yeah. Or maybe you like meditation, but you go for some retreat, there's meditation, and then there's chanting also. Then you chanting, you feel, then meditation, yeah. So, unless you sort it out, otherwise your repentance, how to repent? Yeah. Or it could be the other way around. Maybe some of us like to do chanting, but we don't like to do the practices. Yeah, meditation or learning Dharma. So when there's chanting, wow, so delightful, you almost feel like you are floating up. Then after that, when we finish, then we say, sit. Or when the Sifu start to give teachings, then you chant and you're so happy, then after give teaching. Yeah, or you immediately go toilet. Yeah. You go toilet, you go somewhere else. Then when it's time for chanting, you come back. Namo. Oh, so happy. Yeah. Inevitably, we have our own personal preferences. Yeah. Or maybe we may feel like we like to do dana. Yeah. Dana, who doesn't want like to do? Some people don't like, but most people like. Dana is very easy. I can tell you, dana is the easiest. Yeah, simplest. Yeah, you just go to the counter, take out a speck, dana already. Yeah, you pull your hair, give. Yeah, who cannot give? Yeah, giving is the easiest, the most fundamental and common in all the different religion, worldly practices found everywhere. Yeah. It's not a bad practice, but if we indulge in that, yeah, and allow ourselves to be averse to the other practice, watch out, because it will become an obstacle for your future. Yeah, because then every time whenever there's the opportunity for other practices, you know what is the scariest thing? The scariest thing is not when you consciously decide you don't want to go. It is when, in future, once you keep on planting this kind of seed, yeah. Sometimes when there's an opportunity to attend, you choose not to attend, yeah. Out of defilements, not happy, greed, hatred, whatever, yeah. Or when you attend, your heart is not there, yeah. You keep doing this, doing that, doing everything else, even though you're present, you are planting karma, new seeds. Yeah, have to be careful. So,